Joe and Alex show on radio now, and Alex wants to know, why do guys say I love you? Well, Alex, it's because we love you. That's why we say it.
No, why do they say I love you if they don't mean it? That is my question.
Oh, well, geez, you could ask me that one off air. We could have done something else. It's because we want to get in your pants.
No, like, so besides that, so here's the thing that I've been thinking about all this week.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, if you have the answer that she's desperately seeking.
I just feel like every guy that I have dated, at least probably in the last 5 years, my serious relationships that I've had, they all tell me that they love me. But they obviously don't, because they have an excuse of like, well, I can't be with you. Like, well, I love you, but like, I just can't like deal with your job and things like that. And like, it's just obvious. Like, if you really truly love someone, then you are willing to do anything. It doesn't matter like what they do for a living or anything else about them, like knowing all the parts of their personality, whatever. They're not close with their family. They are anything about them that just may not be the greatest. If you truly love someone, then you get past that and you make it happen to be with them. Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong. Yeah.
How?
If you love somebody, it doesn't mean that you'll do anything no matter what. There's certain things
but
that
I'm
everybody
saying you'll
has
make
their
it
rules
happen to be with
and
them.
Their limits. I disagree. Live the Web Girl. What do you think about this?
I think that you're talking about someone who is like deeply in love with you. If someone is deeply in love with you, then they will do anything in order to be with you. You can care about someone to the point where it's love, but know that it's not going to work out. And know that like you're not going to change your life, or there's certain aspects that you're not going to change, or that they don't want you to change about yourself, but they're not particularly happier with that. Throws them off and says, you know, we're not meant to be with each other. And I think you can love someone. Then the deeper you get to know them, you're like, wait, they aren't who I thought they were. I don't love them.
Wow, that got really deep.
So that's what I'm saying. If you're the first part of what you said, like if you truly love somebody, then you're working it out. Yeah, if you're truly in love with somebody, then you're like, you're going to be like, you know, I really don't like, for example, with me, I don't like that you're a public figure on the radio and that you talk about relationships, but like, I'm willing to put up with it because I truly love you. And so if you date them for a long time and then all of a sudden they change their mind and say, well, I just don't know if I can be with you anymore. I don't know if I can be in a relationship because I just like can't deal with your job. Like, I do love you, but I just like can't deal with it. Then my question is like, then they don't truly love you, right?
No, that's not true.
They're not truly in love with you.
That's not true. You're wrong, I think. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's go to Shelby. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
So I kind of feel where Alex is coming from, but I think something that you could take into consideration is that everybody has a different view of what love is, just like between you and Joe, it's totally different. So maybe something that you could do is, when you're in a relationship with somebody, just have the conversation like, look, like, what are your stipulations and like, what is love mean to you?
But you can love somebody too, Shelby, going back to Alex's main point. They're saying like, I love you. And they say these things. It's like, well, I have to share things on the radio. And then eventually, like, okay, you know what? Like, I still love you. Like, I'm not out of love with you. I don't love you any less, but I can't do this anymore. There's points in life. Like Lindsay, my wife, has been with me for 7 years, married for 3.5. She can be like, dude, I can't. If you're going to talk about me this way, I know you're kidding or things like that, or talk about relationship, I can't do this anymore. Like, I love you, but I can't do this.
See, this is what I dealt with recently, is that before I date anyone, before I even go on a first date with somebody, if a guy asked me out, I drill them and in serious detail, explaining what it's like working in media, being a public figure, that I, part of my job is that I have to share, you know, the intimate details of my life and relationships or whatever. And so I explain all of that. They're always on board. Always on board, even though I really explain. I even go into, if it doesn't work out, this is what it's going to be like. So I explain all that stuff. They're cool with it for like, you know, 8 months or something like that, 6 months. And then they decide like, you know what, actually, I don't know that I know you explained this, but like, never mind.
Because no one knows how they are going to react when they're actually put into a situation. You can think up in your head the feelings you might feel or what might happen or scenarios and be like, yeah, I can handle that. But when you are faced with something, there is no predicting how you are going to react in that situation. You can predict and assume all you want, but you are never going to be right majority of the time.
But
it's just different.
the first date and that 6-8 month status or whatever, that's just like, I'm just giving an example. Between that time frame, if they end up, you know, confessing, I am totally head over heels in love with you, I know that you're the girl for me, and then a few months later, they're like, actually, it freaks me out, I can't do this. And I'm like, okay, then just admit that you weren't actually truly in love with
no,
me.
No, I think people think they are. This is the whole point of why people date. And for a while before they get married and before they take a big step, because they might feel those feelings.
I just feel like guys keep telling me that. So guys will say, I am truly in love with you, all parts of you. I totally am supportive of radio, blah, 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 blah. And then every single time they take it back at the end. And so my question is going forward. Okay, so going forward, how in the world am I supposed to know if it's actually the real thing? Because they all convince me. And the thing is I ask them, are you sure? Are you sure? And they're like going to the ends of the earth, like, yes, Alex, I am telling you, I know it. I know you're the girl that I'm going to marry. But they say that. And so if you like go into all this detail trying to convince me and then you still change your mind, like how am I ever supposed to know if a guy truly does love me? Because they all say they do and they all try to persuade me.
You come on so strong with this, Alex, and that's what hurts you. I'm not saying it is good to have that conversation when you date somebody, but you don't have to do it the first day. Hey, so you know, I'm talking about everything, blah, 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 blah. Like, because of course they want to get to know you and they're going to agree to everything right from the jump. Otherwise, if they're going to be cast away, why would they say something that what you disagree with? They're going to tell you what they want to hear because they might want to get to know you more and like you. And it's been one date or two text messages the way things works. But let's get some calls. Let's see what people think. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Michael, let's kick it off with you on the Joe and Alex show. Alex is here. What do you think?
I think she is looking for a true love. And some guys can say they're truly in love, but they're actually not just because they don't know themselves well enough.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I feel like I've encountered.
Yeah, and you want a dedication, and you're also looking. You're not talking just about love. You're talking about a dedication, and a lot of guys don't know themselves well enough, especially around. I'm sure you date younger guys. They just have too many options, and they just got to find themselves first.
Mm. Michael, are you single? You sound so mature. Oh man, sorry, Alex. Hey, Michael, thank you for calling in. Oh, let's go to Katie real quick. Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You think Alex is looking the wrong way, or what?
Yeah, I think she's definitely looking the wrong way. But I've listened to you guys for years now, and she's been through so many, oh my gosh, I like these guys, but they don't like, you said earlier that they want you to change, that they don't like your job, but you love them enough to change your job. You know, you're expecting them to change, but you're not willing to change. I've been married to the same man for 20 years. Different cultures, different lifestyles, different backgrounds. And I've had to give more than I get to take, but it was worth the love.
So Alex needs to leave the show after today. Today is Alex's last show.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think either of us should have to change our careers. Like, a guy I date doesn't have to change his career. I don't think I have to change my career, but they just have to be understanding. So one of my friends brought up last night, one of my friends said, I think going forward, you can only date public figures. Like, you have to date somebody that does what you do similarly. So either TV, radio, maybe they're a politician. They're a public figure some way, shape, or form so that they understand what it's like having your personal life always out there. And they said, otherwise, I truly do not believe that you're ever going to find true love.
So your relationships don't work because the people can't handle you being in the public eye on the radio.
That is I would say 85% of it, yes.
I just think
there are always other issues, of course, but that is always one. It is the constant thing with every single breakup I've ever had. Every single guy brings it up. It's so hard. I can't deal with it.
Maria, we're going to talk to you, and if you couldn't get through, please tweet us or maybe send us a DM. It's at Joe and Alex Show, because these are great comments. What did you want to say here?
I just want to say I 100% agree with Alex. I have been in that position, or she's talking about, like, you know, if they say that if someone loves you, you know, it's about compromise, but it's about if they tell you they love you and then all of a sudden they decide that they don't agree with what you're doing or your job, then they didn't love you. Because
okay,
they're
thank
stick
you.
Around
That's
for
what
you
I say too, because
if
my best friend, is just married a guy.
That's not
who's,
true, by the way, Maria. I think you're wrong.
Yeah, I think she's wrong too.
I agree with that because my best friend is married to a guy in the Army. He's now deployed for a year and she's going to be completely alone. And she, you know, she obviously is very thankful and proud of him for serving our country. However, it sucks having to be a military spouse and being alone like that. And especially if they have kids and everything. everything. She has to do pregnancies by herself and everything. But it's like, but she didn't say like, man, that is going to be the worst ever being alone for that long. I'm going to, you know, not marry you. She still said, even though I'm not super excited about that, I'm willing
comparable.
To do it.
I think they're comparable. This person is doing something extremely, extremely honorable.
Well, yes, of course. Country. I'm not saying I'm in any means what I do is like serving country. What I'm saying is I have a job, though, that can be difficult for other people to do with. If you really love someone, don't you stay with them?
But that can be a lot of jobs. You can be like, oh, my girlfriend is a bartender.
Or
it's really
a doctor.
Hard. Or,
yeah, I mean, a doctor. They have crazy, insane hours. And like surgeons that have to like be on call all of the time. I think, you know, I just think that like I have loved exes before. I have loved them, you know, thought I was in love with them. But something has happened to where I was like, you know what? This is too much for me. It's too much. And I've had to leave because something was toxic. So I had to leave and I had to get out. Did I know that was going to happen going in? No. Did I know that was going to happen when I truly felt love and care for them? No,
but see, at least you weren't telling them, you are absolutely my future husband. I'm 100% going to marry you, because the last like three serious relationships I've had, all those guys told me specifically, I know you're the one I'm going to marry you. That is what's effed up to me.
I think you go in deep.
You go hard.
Hard. Every relationship I think you have, within first 2 months, like, I love them. They could really be the one. So
I never say it first. They do.
I know.
But you think
it.
You wait for them to say it, but you think it.
You think it, and you say that, like, you know, like, you feel all this, and you just go so hard, and I think that it's contagious.
Here's just where I am. Because of how I have been completely just trashed through just dating, I am so at this point, like, I just want you to know, because everybody's been wanting a dating update, like, I don't want to, I just don't even want to date anymore.
You're scared.
Yeah, like I'm so tired of this.
No, I know.
So I don't want to do it. So everybody keeps bugging me, like asking me, when are you going to go on a date, whatever. Like, I'm telling you, like, I don't know if I'm ever going to date again. If I do date again, it's probably going to be a very long time from now, because I'm so done. And I feel like every guy gets my hopes up so high on purpose. They know how I get excited, and they will still convince me, even when I'm like, just tell me the truth. It's okay if you're not ready, blah, blah, blah. And they'll say, no, I am. And then at the last minute, they always say, just kidding, I'm not. And
I'm
so
sorry.
I just have to, like, everybody's asking me, like, when are you going to talk to us about dates? And I just don't see myself doing that for a really long time.
Well, maybe a break is good, and maybe it's what you need right now, and there's no problem with
needing
that. I
don't know. I think she needs to get back out there and start dating. I mean, free meals, Liv. I honestly, if my wife would let me, I'd be dating right now.
No, I think it would be really, really good for you. And I get the fear 1,000%, because that happened to me when I was in college. I thought I was going to marry someone, and they broke my heart and broke up with me completely out of the blue and just said they didn't love me anymore. And I was like, how is that possible? You're not real. But then there were things, in looking back, hindsight 2020, there were things in that relationship where I was like, you know what? Yeah, that wasn't right. This was God. God put that set in his mind to break it up, because I never would have.
Mm. All right. Well, that was not a deep conversation at all. We're superficial as can be here. We don't actually pull back the curtain at all, do we?